You are listening to the podcast, Erotica with Kelly Clark.
My ex-girlfriend's mom invited me to inspect her tattoos. After I broke up with a college girlfriend Randy, I found myself hanging out with her mother, Carissa. This isn't as odd as it sounds. Carissa was a pretty middle-aged widow, semi-retired already, in her mid-40s, who spent a lot of time gardening, volunteering, and cooking. She and I got along from the get-go, often better than Randy, who was often a high-maintenance cunt on wheels. So after I was no longer banging her slutty daughter, I was spending afternoons and occasional evenings over with Carissa, doing handyman work, mowing lawns, reaching for things off high shelves, or just hanging with her watching TV or playing cards. There was never anything sexual or inappropriate between us, not at first. Not that I would have minded, since Carissa, although plump, had amazing curves, huge breasts that she kept locked away in monstrous brass, lovely black hair, great skin, flashing eyes, and a glinting smile. She was smart and funny, and, I think, a little lonely, and she appreciated having a young man hanging around. As for me, it was a good place to escape my loud dorm at college, a quiet place I could read or study, where there was always a fridge stocked with great food, and the pleasant company of a well-rounded, in all aspects, and friendly, good-humored woman. One evening things changed, and that involved searching for some hidden tattoos. We were watching a special on public television about cultural tattoos, the two of us sitting together on the couch, not touching, because we never did that. I was in a t-shirt and jeans, and Carissa was in her comfortable sarong she wore, which was kind of gossamer. I could see her bra through the red fabric if I strained my eyes, but of course didn't want to be caught staring. "Do you have any tattoos?" Carissa asked me, sipping a crystal glass of red wine. "Not yet," I said. "I have some ideas, but all of money goes to tuition and food, so I'll wait until I graduate, maybe treat myself with a couple." "Great plan," she replied. "You are so mature for your age, you know." I guffaw a little. "Not really. I'm a 12-year-old boy inside most of the time." "I have two tattoos," she said. "But they are hidden, and you'd never find them." I looked over at her quizzically. "What? Doesn't that defeat the purpose?" She grinned and winked. "No, not really. They are special tattoos. And I'm not kidding. You couldn't find them if you tried." "Of course I could," I said. "Let's make a bet," she said. "You have 10 minutes to examine my body and locate both tattoos. If you do, you win, and I'll do anything you say for 10 minutes. If you don't, you're my slave, and you do anything I say for 10 minutes. I coughed, a little shocked. "Wait, how can I examine you if we are dressed? "Duh," she said. "I'd have to strip. I'm not sure if you want to see this old lady naked, so I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want to take the bet. Plus, you'd lose, and that might not be fun, being my slave boy. I'm sure your body is just fine. You look great to me. But you wouldn't find that awkward, getting naked around me. I'm a lot younger than you." "No, not at all. I used to be a nudist back when my husband was alive. We used to go to nude beaches all the time. And by the way, if I'm doing this naked, so are you." "That's only fair." "Him," was all I could manage. My cock was already stiffening up a little in my pants, at the thought of those huge tits in front of me. "This is not sex," said Carissa pointedly though. "I'm not trying to seduce you. This is simply a bet to see if you are clever enough to find my tattoos. And I can examine you, touch you, move you around to look for them." I asked. "Of course. You'll need to. And you still won't find them." "Okay, one more thing," I said. "I might get a boner. That might be embarrassing." "It would be embarrassing to me if you didn't," Carissa said, standing up, her tits bouncing with the movement. I looked up at her. "We'll try to ignore your cock if it gets hard. Again, this isn't about me wanting to fuck you. I just want to see if you can find the tattoos. They are not obvious." "Deal," I said. "Good," she replied. "Strip." And with that, Carissa reached down and untied the waist cord holding her sarong around her body, let it fall to the ground, and pulled the robe apart, and off her body. Her belly was slim and rounded, and her bra was this huge network of cloth holding up tits that seemed each one as big as my head. Her legs were pale and curvy, and I could see the dark outline of a bush through her white panties. Then her hands moved behind her back, and the bra fell away. Her lush breasts bounced free, huge bags of soft white tissue, each capped with a dark nipple. She skinned off her panties, and stood there nude in front of me. "Come on," she said. "You are slow." I stood up and pulled the t-shirt over my head, and then reached to unsnap my jeans, but she was quicker, moving over to me and dropping to her knees, her clever fingers unbuttoning my belt, ripping open the zipper, and skinning my jeans down my legs. Since I wasn't wearing underwear, I never do, my cock popped out right in her face. "Wow, that's really long," she said, looking up at me. "I don't want to get distracted, but you don't mind if I just taste it for a quick sec, do you?" Her blue eyes were twinkling as she looked up at me, opened her mouth and simply slid my cock into her mouth, adjusted to it, and then pushed her face forward, deep-throating my entire cock. She stopped when her lips and teeth smashed into my pubes, and she was still looking up at me when she pulled back, my cock popping out of her mouth, connected to her by a string of falling saliva. "Wow, Carissa, that's fucking sexy," was all I could manage. She stood up quickly. "Okay, now where were we? We are not going to get distracted. You have some tattoos to find on me. You just put my cock in your mouth," I stammered. "You definitely didn't ignore it. And I'll probably be fucking you in a while," she said. "But the point of stripping is that you are not going to be able to find my tattoos." "Okay, let's do this. If you have tattoos on your body, I'll find them." I took her by the hand out of the living room and into her adjoining bedroom. "Get on your back on the bed," I said. She lay down compliantly. "Spread your legs completely," I ordered. She did so, her pink cunt splaying open, surrounded by a lovely thatch of middle-aged woman pubes. I began at one of her feet, examining the toes, the sole, the ankle, everything, all the way up her calf. I found nothing, and did the same to the other foot. My cock was still rutting up at full erect, bouncing as I worked. "Come squat beside me closer while you work," said Carissa, and then her hand was on my dick, squeezing it and slowly stroking it. I examined her thighs, and then her thatched, thinking a tattoo might be under her pubic hair, but found nothing. "Check inside if you want," she said. I nodded, and bent lower, and inserted fingers from both hands into her cunt, gently spreading it out and inspecting her labia, which smelled musky and were soaking wet. "No tattoos in or around her cunt. You have thick fingers. That feels lovely, you fingering me," I heard her say. I positioned myself differently and then slid my cock into her pussy. She moaned with pleasure. "Hey mister, what are you doing? Have you given up on the bet?" I chuckled, pushed my cock all the way in balls deep, ground on her cunt a bit, then pulled it out completely, and got off of her. "Nope, sorry, just wanted to do that. Back to the hunt. You little shit, teasing me like that," she said, "with that big hard cock of yours." "Roll over," I told her, and she did so, and got up on her knees for me, exposing her ass, and her cunt from behind. I saw no tattoos around her ass, but to be sure, I leaned forward and slid my tongue into her little starfish rectum. She moaned into the sheet, and then I slid a finger into her ass. "You fucker," she said. "You are totally teasing me." I was tempted to slide my cock into her ass, but controlled myself. I inspected her back and shoulders, and then had her lie on her back, and I went over her front. I was kneeling with a knee on either side of her head, leaning forward, kneading her tits, looking for tiny tattoos, maybe in a fold or under her armpits or something. Her face below me was obscured by my balls and cock, which was actually touching her tits. Suddenly I felt a tongue licking my butthole, and her hands were on me, and she had lifted her head up and was rimming my butt. My cock throbbed. I pulled off of her, looking down at her pretty face, her makeup now a little messed up. "Give up?" she asked. I shook my head and got up close to her head, and examined her hair, thinking maybe they were on her scalp. But I saw nothing. Finally I said this. "You are bluffing. You have no tattoos. I've checked everywhere. You give up," she said. I nodded. "Okay, before I show you, come get on top of me and sink the dick into my cunt. God, I am horny and need to come." I edged around her and then slid between her spread legs, looking down at this plump, lush, sex-crazed woman, and as she held her pussy apart with two spread fingers, I slid my cock into her. She huffed and groaned, and her tits swayed as I began moving evenly in and out of her. Her pussy was juicy and tight, and I leaned down to kiss her, feeling her tits crushing my chest as I pumped in and out of her sopping cunt. Suddenly her body went rigid, her pussy tightened like a vice, and she screamed something undecipherable. I pulled my cock out, thinking to sink it back in one full stroke, and she squirted about a quart of water out of her cunt, spraying up, hitting my torso, then splashing back on her. I pushed my cock into her suddenly drowned cunt, and she began making a series of animal-like noises. That turned me on enough to set me off, and I began shooting long ribbons of jism into her clasping cunt. She just pulled me down and squeezed me as hard as she could as I filled her cunt. Later, after I rolled off of her, and we lay there looking at the ceiling, and holding hands, I chuckled. There were no tattoos, were there? This was an elaborate scheme to break the ice between us and fuck the shit out of me. It was a scheme, but yes, I have tattoos. My eyelids. I have mascara permanently tattooed on my lids. Shit, I said. I looked over, and yes, it was true. I guess I'm your sex slave. You already did what I would have told you to do, said Carissa. You are good. Well, what now? I asked. I'm hoping I'll be able to suck you hard, and have you shove that dick into my ass. Carissa said mischievously. I haven't been ass fucked properly in years. And hearing that was enough. My cock started to rise.
Support our podcast on patreon.com/kellyclark and access the hidden content awaiting for you.